Today's daf is Horius daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah on daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So we've been discussing the halachas of Korban Chatos, specifically the Par Helem Dovash Al Tzibur, the Par Koyim Mashiach, and the Sa'ir that the Nasi would bring if he did an Averish his Doinoi Koris B'Shoigig. So we have a Mishnah here that is going to elaborate a little bit on which Koyim Gadol had to bring the Par Koyim Mashiach. And then B'derek Agav, the Mishnah is going to discuss different halachos as it relates to the Kohen Gadol, stating that the primary topic of today's daf is actually going to be Agadato. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, Veizeu HaMashiach. What's the definition of the Kohen HaMashiach? Meaning, loosely translated, it means Kohen Gadol. But a more accurate translation is HaMashiach B'Shem and HaMishcho, Eloi HaMeruba B'Gadol. It means the Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol that became Kohen Gadol simply by donning the clothing, the Shemayna Begadim that the Kohen Gadol used to wear, however, without the Shemen HaMishcha. So if you look at the Torah, when Aharon HaKohen became Kohen Gadol during the Shivas Yemei HaMeluim, Moshe Rabbeinu anointed Aharon with the Shemen HaMishcha, and Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to tell the Yidden that every single Kohen Gadol, as we'll see in the Gemara, every Melech, when they're appointed to their position of prominence, there should be an inauguration, and during the inauguration, they'll be anointed with this same Shemen HaMishcha. However, historically, the Yidden didn't always have the Shemen HaMishcha. The Gemara, again, in today's daf is going to say that Yoshio HaMelech, when he saw the signs of Churban Beis HaMikdash, he hid certain articles that were used in the Beis HaMikdash that he felt he was concerned may be taken by the Goyim. One of the things that he hid was the Shemen HaMishcha. And from there to forward, there would never be the Shemen HaMishcha amongst Klal Yisrael. In other words, there were Kayhanim Gedoylim that became Kayhanim Gedoylim in the perfect way, which is by being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. But then there were Kayhanim Gedoylim that didn't have the Shemen HaMishcha. So Zok, the Mishnah, the Par Koyim Mashiach was only brought if the Kohen Gadol that did the Avera was a Kohen Gadol that was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. As the word suggests, Kohen Moshiach. It was someone that was Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. But if he was merely Meruba Begadim, then he didn't bring the Par Kohen Moshiach. So the Mishnah ain't being Kohen Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha Meruba Begadim Ela Parabah Kol HaMitzvahs. In fact, the only difference that there is in Halacha between someone who became Kohen Gadol Ayidei Shemen HaMishcha, someone who became Kohen Gadol merely because he was Meruba Begadim, is this Halacha right here. It's the Parabah Kol HaMitzvahs. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says Parabah Kol HaMitzvahs means two things. It means, number one, the Par Kohen Moshiach, like the Mishnah said, that only the Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha brought the Par Kohen Moshiach, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol that was only Meruba Begadim. But Rashi says something else. Rashi says that only the Par Kohen Moshiach was able to bring the Par Helem Davash Al Tzibur, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol that was Meruba Begadim, he didn't bring the Par Helem Davash Al Tzibur. And it's Mashma from Rashi, Azoi, the Achreinim are Medayik, that the Par Helem Davash Al Tzibur, even though it has nothing to do with the Par Kohen Mashiach, had to be brought Davka Al Yidei Kohen Gadol. And not just any Kohen Gadol, but Davka Al Yidei, the Kohen Gadol that was Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Most Rishonim argue, most Rishonim say that the Par Helem Davash Al Tzibur was like an ordinary Korban Chatos. And just like any Korban Chatos could be brought by any Kohen, if the Kohen Gadol wants, he has a right, he's Makriv Chelik Barosh. But there's no halacha that the Kohen Gadol had to bring a Korban. There's no halacha that he had to bring the Par Helem Davash Al Tzibur. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says Par Abal Kol HaMitzvahs? It means the Par Kohen Mashiach. But in Rashi it's Mavura Chiddush, that the Par Helem Davash Al Tzibur had to be brought Dafka Al Yedei the Kohen Gadol, and not just any Kohen Gadol, Dafka a Kohen Gadol that's Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. This Chiddush in Rashi is also Mavur in Rashi Masechtas Kedushin. Is that a raya maybe, or at least a sniff that Rashi on Horius is really Rashi, not the Rivon like some suggest? Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vayit Vei Ben Koyim Mashamish LeKoyin Sheavar Ela Par Yemaki Purim. There's no difference between a Koyin that's Mashamish and a Koyin that was Avar, with the exception of the Par Yemaki Purim and the Asira Seifa. So who's the Koyin Mashamish? Who's the Koyin Sheavar? So we know that if the Koyin, or in this case the Koyin Gadol, became Tomei, or he became pasul, for whatever reason, he can't do the Avodah now. So there was a Skan Kohen Gadol. And the Skan Kohen Gadol's job was, like the vice president, he steps in now in the event that the president is not fit to lead the country. So he now comes in and he fills his shoes for this interim period. What happens when the president is fit to rule the country? What happens when the Kohen Gadol is ready to come back? So the vice president goes back to being vice president. The Skan Kohen Gadol would go back to being the Skan Kohen Gadol. Says the Mishnah, when it comes to the Skan Kohen Gadol, it's a little trickier. Because once somebody was Kohen Gadol, even for one day, he already has a certain Kedusha, and at this point, it's not so poshut for him to go away from that Kedusha. Mailim b'koydish, ve'im ayridin. So zok the Mishnah, ein ben Kohen Mishamish, this is the Kohen Gadol, the real Kohen Gadol, who became Tomei, and now he went back to doing the Avodah. He's the Kohen HaMishamish because he returned to his Avodah. The Kohen Shavar, he's the Skan Kohen Gadol, who for an interim period acted as Kohen Gadol. Meaning, both of them are going to be treated like a Hanum Kedoylem. Ein Bein, Elo Par Yom HaKippurim, V'Asiro Se'efo. The Kohen Gadol had his own special power that was born on Yom Kippur, but the Kohen Shavar did not have that. V'asiro se'efa, the Kohen Gadol used to bring a minchas chavitin every day. The Kohen Sha'avar did not have that minchas chavitin. Zev is that shavim, they're both similar in that. V'avoydei se'im ha'kippurim, each one of them could do the avoydei yom kippur. The Skan Kohen Gadol was fit to do the avoydei yom kippur. U'mitzuvin ala psula, Kohen Gadol has to marry a besula. The Skan Kohen Gadol also had to marry a besula. V'asurin ala almana, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. The Skan Kohen Gadol can't marry an almana either. V'einim etame b'kreveyem, v'loi poirim, they're not allowed to grow their hair long. V'loi poirim, they're not allowed to tear their clothing during avelus. The Kohen Gadol died. The Ritzeach B'Shoigig went back home. He was able to leave Golos. If this Kohen Sha'avar, not any Skan Kohen Gadol, Skan Kohen Gadol, that was Kohen Gadol for an interim period of time. Once he was Kohen Gadol, at that point, if he dies, even when he's the Kohen Sha'avar, Machzir HaRitzeach. So we mentioned the Kohen Gadol that was Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. So we're going to have a Gemara now that it's going to digress a little bit about the Shem and HaMishcha. Shem and HaMishcha, Shasam Moshe B'Midbar. The Shem and HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar. Yishol Kumbo Yeso Ikrim. So if you look in the Pesukim in the Torah, so the Torah describes how the Shem and HaMishcha was made. So obviously, it was oil. The oil, by the way, was oil of an olive. It was shemen zayis. But there were different herbs and different ingredients that had to be cooked together with this oil before the shemen HaMishcha became shemen HaMishcha. So zok de braiso, that how exactly did they make this shemen HaMishcha? Hayu shokim bo yeso ikrin divi Rabbi Yehuda. They would take the roots of the herbs mentioned in the Torah and they would cook it in the olive oil. You do that, you have Shemen HaMishcha. Rabbi Yossi says, it's not possible. Why isn't it possible? Because if you look at the amount of ikrim that the Torah says you're supposed to have, and the amount of oil you're supposed to take, it would be impossible proportionally to cook the herbs inside the oil. There was so much less oil than there was ikrim that it would be impossible. Take a small pot and you want to make this huge commercial soup. It's not possible. It's just, it's not a mitzius. It's not something you can do. In fact, even to smear the ikrim with the oil wouldn't have been possible. It's not possible to cook it. What they would do is they would soak the ikrim in water. And then they would pour a little bit of shemen on top of the ikrim. The oil would absorb some of the smell, some of the aroma of these besamim, of these herbs, the kafcha, you would take it off immediately. So that was the shemen. It wasn't cooked together with the ikrim, but rather it was just poured on top of these ikrim and then quickly removed, so it had a little bit of the reich. So Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Yossi, I hold that they used to cook the ikrim inside oil. You're telling me it's not physically possible. So Rabbi Yehuda said, was there anything that made sense about the Shemen HaMishcha? The Chines Echa Nase B'Shemen HaMishcha? The whole Shemen HaMishcha was on this. Nus, if this whole Shemen HaMishcha was on this, why couldn't this be another miracle? The whole Shemen HaMishcha was 12 lugim. All the Shivas Yimei Amaluim, every single day Moshe was instructed to take the Shemen HaMishcha and to anoint the entire Mishkan, all its kelim, Aharon, and his sons. And this is the same Shemen HaMishcha that for all the generations the Yidden were going to use. This is the only Shemen HaMishcha. Another Braisa that says the same thing. Same Rabbi Yehuda. Think about how many miracles took place with the Shemen HaMishcha. From beginning to end, meaning the entirety of all the Shemen HaMishcha that we've ever had in history was Yud Beis Lugin. Think about how much the Yoira, the vat where the Shemen sat, it's Bailea. That's Yeridea 101. We know there's Blias that go into the Yoira. The Kami Ikrim boiler, when it was cooked together with the Ikrim, with the roots must have absorbed some of it. So you're starting with Yud Beis Ligin, but you're not even starting with a full Yud Beis, because the Yoira absorbs some of it, the Ikrim absorbs some of it, the Kama Ursoir, if something gets burnt by the fire, some of it evaporates. Uboy Nimshach, So you have 12 minus whatever. And now, with whatever you're left with, they took and they anointed the Mishkan, Vekela, Vaharan Uvanov, Kol Shivis Amelun, Ubay Nimshechu Kayhanim Gedoilim, Umelachim, Vafilu Kayin Gadol Ben Kayin Gadol Tom Mishicha, Fein Moishchem Melech Ben Melech. By the way, even though Kayin Gadol Ben Gadol does need Mishicha, but a Melech Ben Melech does not need Mishicha. You'll ask if him Toim Neimah Moshchoh Shloim Moish, the Gemara is digressing from its digression. So if you're not supposed to be Moishich, the Melech of a Melech, so why did Shloim HaMelech get Mishicha? Shlomo HaMelech was a king, but he was the son of a king. His father was David HaMelech. So why did they anoint him? Because being that Adoniyo was contesting the Malchus, he wanted to be king. So to show that Shlomo is king and not Adoniyo, they anointed him with the Shemen HaMishcha. That's Yoyash. Another exception to the rule, we had a Melech ben Melech that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha was Yoyash. And the reason they anointed him was Mipnei Asalyo, because he too was dealing with the Machloikis. Ves Yehoyachas, Yehoyachas, who was the son of Yoshio HaMelech, he was anointed Mipnei Yehoyachas, because he was the younger brother. The Gemara will digress into this a little bit later. Because Yoyakim was 2 years older than him. And it's for that reason to show that even though he's the younger brother, he's still going to be king. They anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha. But Rabbi Yehuda continues. And this same Shemen is going to be the Shemen that's going to be Kaim Lassadavah. This is one of the few places in Shas where you have this. Big Gematria. You don't have a lot of Gematrias in Shas. There are a few. But this is one of them. Zeh is Yud Beis. It's Big Gematria 12. So the 12 will be the Dairesech. There's never going to be more than these 12 Lugim. But what's the bottom line, Tainas Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda tells Rabbi Yosi, I hold that the way they made the Shemen HaMishcha was they took the roots of the Shemen HaMishcha and they cooked it in oil. You're telling me it's not possible, because the roots proportionate to the oil were so much more that it's impossible they'd be able to do that. Is this the only miracle that took place by the Shemen HaMishcha? If this was the only miracle, I hear the issue. But there were so many nisim that took place. I mean that there were so many nisim that took place. Chalk this up as another miracle that happened. Bottom line is, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda and this braisa, exactly how the Shemen HaMishcha was made. Zok Gemar Amar. In this long-winded digression of a braisa that was brought, that discusses some of the details of the Shemen HaMishcha, so one of the things Rabbi Yehuda said, Afilu Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol ton Mishicha, that a Kohen Gadol, the son of a Kohen Gadol, need Mishicha. That was in contrast to a Melech ben Melech. So they anointed the Kohen Gadol, they anointed the Melech. If the Kohen Gadol that was being appointed now was the son of a Kohen Gadol, they would anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha. If the king that was being appointed was the son of a king, they would not anoint him. So says the Gemara, how do you know a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol needs Mashiach? It's a pasuk. The Chesiv HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtov Mibonav. Nei Makro VaHaKohen Mitachtov Mibonav. My HaMashiach. Why does it have to say HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtov? Kamash Malon, the Mibonav, the Kohen Gadol, he have a Mashiach, have a Kohen Gadol, he loyally have a Kohen Gadol. That even though he's Tachtov, meaning even though he's a Ben Kohen Gadol, at the same time he has to be a Mashiach, he has to be anointed. Amamar, the Ein Moishchen, Melech ben Melech. The reason that they didn't have to do Mashicha, they didn't have to anoint a Melech ben Melech, is because the Melech ben Melech Memela became Melech. He had to be Yerusha. So since he had it be Yerusha, the Malchus is one of the Sroris that go over be Yerusha. There's an idea of Yerusha when it comes to money. There's also a concept of Yerusha when it comes to Srora. So being that one of the Sroris, one of the positions of power that go over be Yerusha is the Malchus. So once we know that it goes over be Yerusha, so it's poshut that for that reason you don't need Mashiach. Stating that, the Braisa said there were a few exceptions to the rule. What were the exceptions? Shleima Melech, Yoyosh, and the reason that they were anointed, even though they were Melachim, Bnei Melachim, was because people were contesting the Malchus. I mean that there was a Machloikis of some sorts. It's for that reason they were anointed. So it says, we know. How do you know? Is there a precedence and a pasuk for that? The Chiyuka Machloikis Boy Meshicha, V'lav Kol the Boy Malka, Moiris Malchuso Lebnei, Amar Papa Amakro. Yeah, there's Makar to that. Who Uvano Bekarev Yisrael? Basmacha Shalom Yisrael, Karina Bey, who Uvano? Va'afilo B'loi Meshicha. If it's Shalom Yisrael, then you have this idea of who Uvanov. Afilu b'loy Mashicha, but if not, you're not going to have the idea of afilu b'loy Mashicha. If you go through this Gemara, well, it sounds a little bit like if there's Machloikis, it could be the Malchus doesn't go over B'Yerusha. It could be the only time the Malchus goes over B'Yerusha is Bizman Shalom. But if there's no Shalom, it doesn't go B'Yerusha, and it's for that reason that you actually need Mashicha. Either way, ton. Av Yehu ben Nimshi loy Nimshach. There's another king in Jewish history that should have had Mashiach, that didn't need Mashiach, but the only reason he had Mashiach was Ella Mipnei Machlukosoi Shel Yoram. So Yehu wasn't supposed to have been anointed. The reason he was anointed is because Yoram was contesting. The context over there is that's after all the averus that Achav and his family did. Achav is one of the people that I mentioned in Perik Chelek, Ve'elu She'elam Chelek, Lo'elam Abba, and Hashem decides that he's going to be Machris the Zera of Achav. He's going to be punished very, very harshly. He's taking the Malchus away from Yoram, who's a descendant of Achav, and instead he's giving it to Yehu. And Yehu gets Mashiach. So says the Braisa, you want to know why Yehu got Mashiach when he took the Malchus from Achav? Because this was Ke'en, Shloima, and Adoniyo. This was a situation where there was Machloikis. Isn't the Malchus supposed to be in the family of Achav? Why is suddenly Yehu taking it? So to show that Yehu is really king, Yehu gets Mashiach. But fake the Gemara, V'tepeklei, Mishom the Rishon. L'chura, he was the Rishon. Meaning, he was the first in his family that was king. He was taking it away from the Malchus of Achav. So, doesn't stim. The whole kasha is that why would Shlomo HaMelech in Mashiach, isn't he the son of a king? The Teretz is because there was a Machloikis. Yehu is not the son of a king, the opposite. Yehu was taking it away from the son of a king. So what's the kasha why Yehu needed Mashiach? Of course Yehu needs Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Chesurim Mechzav Achitan, Malchus Beis David, Mishuchin. Malchus Yisrael Eim Mishuchin. Meaning that Braisa is in a broader context. The context is where the Braisa says Allah that it was only the Melochim of Beis David that needed Mashiach. But the Malchus Yisrael didn't need Mashiach. Meaning after the Jewish nation was divided, Yeravim ben Nevat, etc., etc. There were two kings that always presided side by side. You had the Malchus Beis David, and then you had the Malchus Yisrael. The Shemen HaMishcha was only used for the Malchus Yisrael. The Shemen HaMishcha was not used for the Malchus Yisrael. And that's this Chiddush. The Chiddush is that Yehu, despite the fact that he was from the Malchus Yisrael, still he got Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Malchus, I lost my place there. Chesurim Mechzav Achitani. Malchus Beis David Mashuchet. Malchus Yisrael Ein Mashuchet. Minolon Amar Rav Amar Kro. Kum Mashcheyu Kizeh. The context over there is when Shmuel picks David Ben Yishai to be the first Melech of Malchus Beis David. Zeh Ton Mashicha Ve'in Achar Ton Mashicha. Amar Mar Af Yehu Ben Nimshi Loi Nimshach Ela Mipnei Machlukosoi Shal Yoyram. Umishum machlukoisa shayorim feiti gemara nimal b'shemen. Does that seem reasonable? Does it make sense that because of a machloikis you should go and be mile b'shemen? What's the kasha? The shemen amishcha was hektish. If it was hektish, so zayin kotchi better gabayis maybe. But it's hektish. If it's hektish, you're not going to be mile and hektish. So if you're not going to be mile and hektish, what's this idea that really Yehu is from the Malchei Yisrael? And really the Malchei Yisrael are not supposed to have Mashiach, but because he's taking the Malchus away from the family of Achav, to prove a point, we're going to go and we're going to anoint him now with the Shemen HaMishcha. How can you prove a point with Hektish? That's Mila. That's not something L'chura that you're allowed to do. And these other examples as well. How? Shlomo HaMelech really is not supposed to have Mashiach with the Shemen HaMishcha. But to prove a point, you're allowed to go ahead and take it. The Gemara is going to say later to answer a different kasha that sometimes they would anoint the king not with the Shemen HaMishcha but with some other oil, something that looks like the Shemen HaMishcha. Why? To make a point. They know they can't use the Shemen HaMishcha, but they want it to look like they're using the Shemen. That's what happened over here. Avada, they never anointed Yehu with the real Shemen HaMishcha. The real Shemen HaMishcha you can't touch. It's hektish. So if there's a din to use it, you use it. But if there's no din to use it, to the contrary, you're not allowed to use it. So what does it mean that they use the Shemen HaMishcha? It doesn't mean the real Shemen HaMishcha. It means afarsim adachya. It's another exception to the rule. Another person that really was a melech ben melech, and as a result, he shouldn't have been anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, that was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, was Yehoyachas. And the reason is because he had a brother, Yehoyakim, who was 2 years older. Is that true? Was Yehoyakim older than Yehoyachas? Except the pasuk says, the sons of Yehoshio HaMelech, Habdechor Yehoyachim. The oldest son was Yehoyachim. Hasheni Yehoyakim. Hashlishi Tzidkiyo, Harvi Shalom. From Rabbi Yechanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyo? Shalom Tzidkiyo, the third and the fourth brother mentioned in the pasuk are really the same person. Who Yechanan, the oldest, the Bechor, who Yoyachas? So Yoyachas is Yechanan. Yechanan is mentioned clearly in the pasuk as being the Bechor, since he's the oldest son. After Yoyachas, or after Yechanan, the pasuk says, Yahyakim. So how could you tell me Yahyachis was younger than Yahyakim? It's a pasuk in Nach. The pasuk says very clearly, Yoichanan is the Bechar. Yoichanan, we have a Messiah is Yehoyachas. And it says clearly that he's older. So, Yahyakim Kashas. Really, Yahyakim was older. My Bechar, why is the pasuk referred to Yahyachas as the Bechar? Bechar Lamalchus, because he was the king. He was the first one. Yahyakim would become king too. But being that Yahyachas was the older one in the sense that he did what the Bechar usually gets. Bechar usually becomes the Melech. He became the Melech. That's why the Pasuk refers to him as the Bechar. Rabbi Yechon had said, "Hu shalom hu tzidkiyo." That. I'm sorry. Mi malchi zutri mikami kashishi. Do you ever find such an idea that the younger brother would become king before the older brother? Meaning, one of Shach, if Yoyakim is older, then why did Yoyakim in fact become king before him? Says the Gemara, Yehoram memalam makam avoysev habe, Yehoyakim lam memalam makam avoysev habe. It's true that the order, the Seidat Varim is that after the king dies, his oldest son, his Bechar, should become the next king. But only if he's the most fit to become king, or at the very least, he's memalam makam avoysev. So apparently when Yeshio HaMelech was Nifter, when he passed away, his son Yehoyakim wasn't such a memalam makam avoysev, Yehoyachas was. So therefore, even though Yehoyakim was older, Yehoyachas, as the second son, he became king. Apparently, later Yehoyakim was fit to be king, and that's why he did become king. But at the time, he was less fit to be king than Yehoyachas was. It's for that reason Yehoyachas became king and not Yehoyakim. Amar Mar, who shalom, who tzidkiyo? Who Yehoyachan, who Yehoyachas? V'chad chad kachashiv. How could you say that shalom and tzidkiyo are the same person? But the pasuk says, hashlishi v'harevi. The third son is tzidkiyo, and the fourth son is shalom. How could it be the same person? One is the third son, one is the fourth son. So, the Gemara, my shlishi. Not really, it's the same. He's the shlishi tzidkiyo, and he's the revi. He's the shlishi in that he's the third son of Yeshio HaMelech. He's also referred to as the revi, as the fourth son of my revi, lemalchus. De meikara molach yoyachis, ulebesoif yahayakum, ulebesoif yachanya, ulebesoif tzidkiyo. In terms of the family, the descendants of Yeshio, he was the fourth descendant to be king. Because after Yahayakum became king, Yahayakum's son Yechanya, as in Golus Yechanya, he became king. After Yechanya, it went up a generation, and then Tzidkiyo became king. So Yeshio had three sons. He had a son Yehoyachas, he had a son Yehoyakim, he had a son Tzidkiyo. All three sons were king. But he also had a grandson that was king. The grandson was Yehoyachin, also known as Yechanya. Yechanya was Yehoyakim's son. So in terms of Yeshio's sons, Tzidkiyo was the third son. But in terms of Yeshio's descendants that became king, he's the fourth one that became king, because there's one grandson that became king before Tzidkiyo became king. The bottom line is, he's the Shlishi, and he's also the Revi. Tanu Rabbanu, hu shalom, hu Tzidkiyo. Why was he called shalom, shayim, b'shulam, b'maisav? Because he was complete. Right? We know Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik. He was complete. Ikad amri shalom, sheshom malchus beis David b'yamav. He was the last king of malchus beis David, ad yavay shilo, until Mashiach comes. What was his real name? His real name was Matanya Shmoy. Shenemavayamlich Melech Bavel as Matanya Doi Doi Tachtov. Melech Bavel, as in Nebuchadnezzar, appointed Matanya, his uncle. Whose uncle? Yechanya's uncle, right? Tzidkiyo, we just said, was Yechanya's uncle. Vayase v'shmoy, and he gave him a new name. What was the name he gave him? Tzidkiyo. Amale, why did Nebuchadnezzar, from all people, why did he call Shalom Matanya Tzidkiyo? Why did he give him this name, Tzidkiyo? Amale, ko yatzdik olecho esadim. We're going to do our own little tzidok hadin over here. How so? Im tamroid bi, if you're going to be moirid in me, then I'm telling you now, your fear game, I am going to take you into captivity. I'm going to take the Yidden into captivity. I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. If you're not going to be Meir to me, then I'm not. Tzidkiyo was Meir in Nebuchadnezzar. A story that the Gemara tells in Masechtas Nedarim. The Inkam Mekoymoy. But the bottom line is, he called him Tzidkiyo because he was being matzdik the din with Tzidkiyo. Siv, what? The end of the story, of course, we all know, is Vegam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar morad asher shbiyoi b'elokim, and unfortunately, the rest is history, says the Gemara. Umi have Shemen HaMishcha. So Yehoyachas, we said, was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha. And it was a chiddush, because Yehoyachas was the son of a king. He was the son of Yeshio HaMelech, one of the greatest kings in our history. So he's the son of Yeshio. So if he's the son of Yeshio, he's a melech ben melech. I thought, ein moishchim melech ben melech. That was the braisa. The Kohen Gadol, who's the son of a Kohen Gadol, needed Mashiach. But a Melech ben Melech did not need Mashiach. Yoyachas was an exception. Shloima Melech was an exception. Yehu was an exception for a different reason. So there's a few exceptions to the rule. One of them is Yoyachas. Why was Yoyachas anointed king despite the fact that he's a Melech ben Melech? Because he wasn't Dot Bechah. Usually, the Melech ben Melech was the oldest son. Being that he had a brother, Yoyachas was older than him. So, for that, Hirasha, they go and they use the Shemin HaMishcha. Maybe not the real Shemin HaMishcha, but they use the Shemin HaMishcha. We'll see in a moment. But Freik the Gemara, Omi have a Shemin HaMishcha. Was there even Shemin HaMishcha in that time? But Tanya, we're going to the Braisa, Mishin Nignas Aroin, when the Aroin was hidden, Nignas Shemin HaMishcha. The Shemin HaMishcha was hidden with it. Fitzinsenes HaMon, there was a little jug that had mon in it that was always kept next to the Aroin. And when Shioa Melech hid the Aroin, he hid the Shemin HaMishcha, and that's in Senes Haman with it. Umakle Shal Aharon, Shkedeo Prochev. The makle that Aharon had in the Midbar was something that the Yidden had with them throughout the Tkufa of Bayis Rishon. But it was hidden at that same time. Argish Shalchu Plishtim Dair Yisrael. Additionally, the chest, the treasure chest that the Plishtim used to send gifts to the Yidden, that was hidden as well. What's the context of those gifts? Shenemar, Veis Klei Hazov, Asher Hashivoysim Le'oshem Tosimu Bo'argaz Mitzidoy, Veshilachta Moiseh V'holach. The context is when the Plishtim had captured the Aron, we spoke a lot about this in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, we went through this in detail, and they realized a lot of crazy things were happening from the time that they had the Aron. They suspected maybe it's because they have the Aron. They decided that they're going to send it back, and let's see if our tzaras go away, then we know that that's why this all happened. So they take the Aron, they put it on top of two parois. The Pari sang Shira, Az Yashav Moshe, 5-6 Pshatim in the Gemara, exactly what the Shira was, hashtag singing cows, but the bottom line is, so they send it out, and they send gifts with it. There were treasure chests. When they got those treasure chests, the Yidden were instructed, they were told, Ulekachtem es Aroin Hashem, keep it with you. Meaning, they it always remained next to the Ark. So when the Ark was hidden, that Argus was hidden with it. Umi Gonsai, who's the one that hid all this? Again, what was hidden? The Aroin, the Shemin HaMishcha, the Tzinsenes Amon, the Makol of Aharon, and the Argos Shesholchu Plishin. Five things. Who hid them? Yoshio, Melch Yudah Gonsa, Shirosh, Kazbatayro. He knew that the Pasuk said, Yodach Hashem Moishcha Ves Malkucha. He knew that the Yidden are going to go into Golos when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And everything is going to be taken away. He didn't want the Aron to be taken away. He didn't want these five things to be taken, and that's why he hid them. Tzivo Gonsa, Shirem, Aviyem, Alavim, Hamavim, Bechol Yisrael, Akdashim, Lashem, Tinuas, Aron, Akkodish, Bebayas, Hashabon, Shlemi, Ben Dov, Melch Yisrael, Elochem, Masa, Bakosif, Achto, Ivdu, Hashem, Lokechem, Ves Amo Yisrael. Okay, so how do you know that? Rabbi Lazar said, so that pasuk suggests that the Aron was hidden. How do you know that Yeshio hid everything else? As Yesham Sham. It says by the Aron, V'nayadati l'cha Sham, V'dibarti itcha me'ala kapoiris. And it says, with regards to the Tzintzenes Haman, V'ten Shama Meloi Ha'omer Man. So it says the word Sham, V'nayadati l'cha Sham, and it says, V'ten Shama Meloi Ha'omer Man. Asya Mishmeres, Mishmeres. Now we have another Gzeri Shava. It says by the Man, V'anach Yisrael L'fnei Hashem L'mishmeres L'doi Roi Seichem. And it says the word mishmeres by the makel of Aharon. The mishmeres lois livnei meri. As you doiros. Once it says doiros by the shemen ham by the tzinsenes hamon. The mishmeres lodoiros seichem. And it says doiros by the shemen hamishcha. Shemen mishchas kodesh yezel li lodoiros seichem. Bottom line is that's how we know that all these things were hidden. So again, what's the kasha? How could Yoyachas have been anointed with the Shemin HaMishcha? Again, he was a melech ben melech. The Gemara gave a whole shtickle Torah. Why? There was no Shemin HaMishcha. Yoyachas was Yoshio's son. He became king after Yoshio passed away. One of the things Yoshio did, a big part of his legacy, is that he hid the Aron and other things with it. One of the things he hid was the Shemin HaMishcha. There was no Shemin HaMishcha by Yoyachas. How was he anointed with the Shemin HaMishcha? This is where our papa said his memro. It wasn't the real Shemin HaMishcha. It was something that looked like Shemin. This is the second time we had this in the Gemara. We have it regarding Yoyachas and we had it regarding Yehu. Yehu wasn't anointed with Shemin HaMishcha. He was anointed with Afar Samadachya. Why? Maybe it was Shemin HaMishcha because he was from the Malchi Yisrael. Malchi Yisrael were never anointed with the Shemin HaMishcha. And even Bahi Rasha would have been a problem because it's Me'ila. You need a Navi to come say that you're allowed to do it. But the thought is that if there was no specific Kairasha, it would be Aser. It's Aser because he's not allowed to be Moil in the Shemin HaMishcha. So Yehu's Mishicha wasn't the Shemin HaMishcha simply because it would have been Me'ila. Yahayachas' Mishicha wasn't the Shemin HaMishcha simply because the Shemen HaMishcha wasn't around and had been hidden by his own father, Yoshiyah. Exactly how did they anoint the kings? Kemin Nezer. So they would take oil and they would circle like a crown around the forehead of the, around the head of the Kohen Gadol, or of the king. That's like Kohanim. So that's the king. Ketzam Moshech Nesam Malachim was Kemin Nezer. That's like Kohanim. They did it a little differently. They did it Kemin Ki. My Kemin Ki. What is a key? Amrav Menashe Bar Gad the Kemin Kof Yevonis. It was like a Kof Yevonis. You see the picture in your Gemara that Rashi brings. There's different ideas in the Rishonim of exactly what this looked like. Bottom line says the Gemara elaborates a little bit on it. Tani Chada B'tchila Moitzkin Shemen Al Roshe. First, what they would do is they would pour a little bit of oil on the head of the king or on the head of the Kohen Gadol. Shemen Al Roshe Ve'achakach Noisn Loi Shemen Risei Einav. And then they would put oil between the Risei Einav, the eyebrows of the king. B'tani Achriti, another brisa says B'tchila Noisn Shemen Risei Einav. First, they would put it between Risei Einav Ve'achakach Noisn Loi Shemen Al Roshe. And afterwards, they would put it on his head. B'chur, we have a steer. Meaning, it sounds like from the two brises that there were two things that were done. They poured oil on the head of the Kohen Gadol, and they also put oil bein riseyena. But in terms of the seder, in terms of which one happened first, we have a brisa one, we have a brisa another way. Some say that the Mashiach was the ikar. Therefore, that's what they did first. They put a bein risei einav. The ikar d'amri yitzike adifa. And some say that the pouring it on the head was the ikar. That's why they did that. First, my time, the man d'amri yitzike adifa. The chesiv, yitzik m'shem and ha-mishcha, al-roish ha-harin, v'yim shachoyis ha-dekatshe. The man d'amri that says yitzik is adik, that's what's mentioned first in the pasuk. It says, v'yitzik m'shem and ha-mishcha, al-roish ha-harin. And afterwards, it says, v'yim shachoyis ha-dekatshe. This is the yitzika pouring it, and this is the mashicha. Man d'amri mashicha adifa, my time, kasovish, kena t'moitze, yetzal klisharis. Because the klisharis only had mashicha. There was no yitzika by the klisharis. So being that all you had was Mashiach, you didn't have any Yitzika, Vaisais Mashiach is the Iker. Because there were things that only had Mashiach, not Yitzika. So it seems that that's the Iker. But doesn't the Pasuk say, Vayitzoik u besoif vayimshach? The reason we're doing Yitzika is because the Mashiach happened already. But really, the chronology, the Seyda Advarim is first the Mashiach, then the Yitzika. Tanu Rabbanu, Hashem HaToiv, Al Roish Yoyrid Al Hazakon Zekana Aaron. So this is a very mysterious pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Keshemen Atoif Al Roish Yoyrid Al Hazakon Zekana Aaron Sheyoyrid Al Pimi Doisim. What exactly does that mean? Kimin Shtei Tipe Margolios. So after Aaron was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, there were two pearls, so to speak, of oil that remained on Aaron HaKoyen's beard. Hayutluyos La Aaron Bizukon. They were always there. Amra Papa Tana. Kishu Mesaper, when Aaron would talk to people, Oilas Vyoshis like the Ikris Kana, they would hide. They would go to the roots of his beard. They wouldn't be noticeable. It was when he wasn't talking to people, then you could actually see these two Margolias. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that after he anointed Aaron with the Shemen HaMishcha, those two Margolias remained there, he was very worried. He said, Shemen Chas V'Shalom Alti B'Shemen HaMishcha. We just said before, there's Mi'ilah with the Shemen HaMishcha. He was worried that maybe he was mild. Why was he worried that he was mild? So Rishayim say Tupshatim. Either he thought that maybe he left a little bit too much Shemen HaMishcha, he used too much. That's why it's sitting there, thus the Me'ila. Or he was worried that maybe when he was Malbish Aharon during the Shivas Yimei HaMaluim, maybe he accidentally touched it. And by touching, it was sitting there. So by touching it, maybe that constituted Me'ila. Yotzis Abasko V'Omra, that's this Pasuk. Kashemen HaToiv, and then it says, right afterwards, in the next Pasuk, Kital Chermoin, the dew of Chermoin, of Mount Chermoin. Ma Tal Chermoin, Ein Boi Me'ila, Av Shemen HaMishcha, Shabbat Aharon. So to the Shemen HaMishcha, that was on the beard of Aharon, Ein Boi Me'ila. Badayin Hoya Aharon. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the Baskel, so Moshe Rabbeinu was comforted. But Aharon was worried. He said, Om HaShem HaMoshe Leimol, Aval Ani Ma'alti. Maybe for me it's a problem. Yotz the Baskel, Omer Lehini, Matevu Ma'noim, Sheves Achim Gam Yochad, Ma Moshe Leimol, Av Ato Leimol. Take a look at the Marsha if you want to be and at first glance, a very, very mysterious Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Moishchin, Es HaMelochim, El Al Yad HaMayim. When they used to anoint the kings, they used to do it by a mayim. They would go to a spring where water flows, and that's where they would do it. Kidei Shatim Moshech Malchusam. Because just like the mayim is a mayim amaskaber, they want that the melech should be... His melech, his malchus should be nimshach as well. Shadem avayemir ha-melech lehem b'chui mochem as avdei adinechem v'hoiradetem oisei al gicha and go to gicha and go to a mayin. Amar avami haim anabari leida imasik shatei oiloi. Another interesting gemara. If somebody wants to know if he's going to live through the year, there's a way to figure it out. Nisli shraga, he shall light a candle basori yomid v'im rashon al yomid kifur. During that series he made tshuva. Those are the yomid hadin. But basically, nashav zika, do it in a house where there's no wind. Imashach nahayre, if the light the fire, the flam, is going to continue to burn until the oil goes away, that's a good sign. But if the snare is going to extinguish before the shemen goes away, that's a bad sign. Let's say somebody's getting involved in a business deal and he wants to know if the deal is going to work out. Don't try this at home. You should take a tarnagel, take a rooster, and you should raise the rooster and give it the name of this business venture that you're going into. Yeah, it happens all the time. Ishamin v'shaper, if this tarnagel becomes, you know, fat and zaftik, matzlach, and he knows he's going to be matzlach. Chayman, the boy, the maypek, the urcha, if somebody has to travel, ubo lemeida, ichazav asid the beisa, he wants to know if he's going to make it back or not. Nekim v'beisa the chavra, he should go to his friend's house that is Ichazi bevuah, that's dark. Ichazi bevuah devuah. If he could see his shadow's shadow, later the hadav asu leves. Then he knows he's going to make it back home. But listen to this next gemara. Falav milsi, don't do it. You know why? Because dil mecholsha daite umisra mazale. This is one of the gemaras that brings something out that we speak about a lot. Says the gemara, because maybe you're going to go and you're not going to see it. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to get scared. You're going to say, oy vey, I'm not going to make it back. And you know what's going to happen? Your negative thoughts are going to create a negative reality. And then your taka not going to make it back. So don't do it. Nishka get the zach, because it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm Rabbi Yahash, now that you see, really, Abaya heard all these halachas. Abaya was a little taken aback. Abaya said, very interesting. A person wants to know if he's going to make it through the year. There's a way to do it. He wants to know if his business is going to be matzliach. There's a way to do it. A person wants to know if he's going to make it back from a road trip. There's a way to do that. So said Abaya, if that's the case, a person should eat in the beginning of the year kara, rubia, karti, silk of a tamri. English, gourd, fenugreek, leek, beets, and dates. Also known as the simonim. So this is a good thing to do. Before you go learn by your rabbeim, prepare first. I mean, it's good before you go to a shit to prepare a little bit. If you have the background information, it's going to be much easier to understand the shit. Hashtag marmakoymas. When you're sitting in front of him, you should try to look at him. Vechigar sisu, when you learn, girsu al nahara demai. We should try to incorporate this. You should learn ocean front. You should be next to a and kehechi de mashcha maya mashcha shmeitzayu. You want to be a mayin amazgaber? You have to learn by a mayin amazgaber. Vetivu akilkeli de masa mechasya. Then he said it's better to live in the garbage dump of masa mechasya. Vleitivu apadei de pumbadisa rather than live by the palaces of pumbadisa. The reason in masa mechasya they were bnei teira. So it's kedai to live bedachkus amongst bnei teira than to live in a nice neighborhood, a nice community where you're not living with bnei teira. It's better to eat fish that's spoiling in Masa Mechasya because you're living amongst Bnei Torah, Mikuscha, than eating kutach, which was like a fine delicacy amongst Einar Bnei Torah, the Rami Kifi. Rama Karni Bashem. Chana says in her Shiras Chana, Rama Karni Bashem, Rama Karni Veloi Rama Pachi. We know that kings and Kayanim Gedolim were anointed with Shemen, but there were two containers that were sometimes used to anoint the respective person that was being anointed. Sometimes it was a carrot, it was the horn of an animal. And sometimes it was a pach, it was a jug. Chana said, Rama Karni Bashem. And what was the reference? David Ushlema, Shenimshechu Bekeren, they were anointed with a keren, Nimshechu Malchusan. Shol V'yeyu, Shenimshechu Bepach, they were anointed with a pach. Loi Nimshechu Malchusan, exhales. Let's just speak out a little bit, or maybe a lot of bit of raid. So, a few ha'aras. Number one, I'll tell you a dover nifla that I saw in the Sefer Kolram. If you want to look it up, it's in Parshas Kisisa. It's a likut from different Chedushei Torah from Ramosha Feinstein on Chumash. And this is a hesped that Ramosha gave on the Gerer Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael. So, maybe it was Parshas Kisisa, but regardless, so Ramosha was being maspid the Gerer Rebbe. And he asked the Kasha. The Pasuk says, Ish ashe yirkach kamoyu, va ashe yitein bimenu alzar, v'nichras me'amav. What does the pasuk mean? The pasuk says that if somebody makes the Shemen HaMishcha, see, he sits in his garage, in his basement, in his kitchen, he decides that he is going to recreate the Shemen HaMishcha. Says the Torah, you're not allowed to do it. Not just that, v'nichras me'amav. It's one of the 36 chayvei krisos. If you do it b'shoigig, you have to bring a carbon chatos. If you're the par, so you have to bring a carbon chatos. V'ish asher yirkach k'moyu v'asheyite mimenu alzor. The Nichras Me'am. Freit Ramosha, we just learned the Gemara right now. He quotes Krisos Daf Hey, but we have it here in Hayriyas Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says that the amount of miracles that took place in the creation of the Shemen HaMishcha, Kamon Yisim Nasu Boy. The whole Shemen HaMishcha was Yud Beis Lugin. It had to be cooked, according to Rav Yehuda, together with the Ikrim, something that Al Pi Derech HaTev is not possible to happen. The point is that the whole Mitzius of the Shemen HaMishcha was all Al Pi Nes. So if it was all Al Pi Nes, not possible for a person to make it in his basement. So if you can't make it, Vazok the Torah Ish Asher Yirkach Kamoyu, V'Asher Yitem Yimenu Azor V'Nichras Me'amav, it's something that's not possible to do. The Torah is telling you don't do something you anyways can't do. So he struggles a little bit al derech pshat, al derech lamdis. Maybe you could say a little bit of a teretz of what exactly the teretz means, being that at the end of the day it's l'chura, not something that's physically possible for a person to make. But says Rav Moshe, v'nira loymar, I think that there's a big yesod, a big machshava that we're supposed to take out of this loysase. And that is, what was the purpose of the Shemen HaMishcha? The purpose of the Shemen HaMishcha was to give kedusha. Everything that was of Spitz Kedusha was first anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, the Kohen Gadol, the Melech, the Mishkan, Kol Keileha, La'asod Lavoid is going to be Shemen HaMishcha. The Shemen HaMishcha was something that was used to facilitate, to create Kedusha. In order to have Spitz Kedusha, there had to be Shemen HaMishcha. You know what the lesson is? Is that the only Shemen HaMishcha that we're supposed to have as a Jewish nation is the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Zok the Torah, the Ish, Asher yite mimenu alzor, if a person is going to go and he's going to create his own Shemen HaMishcha, he's going to create his own Shulchan Aruch, he's going to create his own Hashkaf, his own guidelines of what a person needs to do in order to attain Kedusha, what the definition of Kedusha is and what the definition of Eina Kedusha is, he's being over this halacha. He's being over Ish Asher yirkach kamoyu v'asher yite mimenu alzor v'nichras mi'amav, and the Torah says karis. For that is chorus. Because the only definition that we're supposed to have of Kedusha is Teiras Moshe. If in Teiras Moshe, if this is Kedusha, Limanat Torah, doing Chesed, Tefillah, that's the definition of Kedusha. People sometimes come up with other ideas. This is very important, and that's very important. If you don't do this, you're a horrible person. And if you do that, you're a great tzaddik. Mechatez, where'd that come from? We're, what's the basis for that? That's wrong. And that's this pasuk, Valzeh Nemar V'Nichras Me'am. Very, very sharp. So the context that Moshe was speaking about, he was talking about the Geri Rebbe. So he said that, I'll just read to you a little bit. Hinei, ha'koyach shel chasidus gvur, kvar mefursim, sha'kol miyusad ala Torah. He said that the koyach of the Geri Chasidus was only used on Torah. It was known even in the Litvish world. Shekavu shiurim beemtzat tefila. Va'admoirim chibru svarim chashuvim. Kigoyin hachidushi arim vasvas emes. Va'hagadlus hoysa yidei shemen ha'mishcha sho'isa moysha. Shoyu misparim betztokois banhoga. Ba'gudis Yisrael, my favorite. Bedaf ayoymi. Va'omdu b'roish beis Yaakov ha'limud va'maisim shom asu al pi ha'toyro. Va'afilu ha'tzavo ha'chroina shal ha'admor zatzal. Rak nichta ba'oidis kfiyas itim la'toyro. Shezei yisoyit shal machshov is la'hayres. Al koponim, that's the lesson that we can take out of the Shemen HaMishcha. Shemen HaMishcha, which stels su kedusha, has to be the Shemen HaMishcha Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not going to come up with our own definition, our own guidelines, our own idea of exactly what it means when you're stelling kedusha. That's one hour. The second hour is we've been learning a lot about the Sa'ir that the Nasi brought. And the Pasuk says, very mysteriously, Asher Nasi Yecheta. The Gemara made the Diak. By all the other Chatois, it says, Ve'in, Ve'in, Ve'in. When it comes to the Nasi, it says, Asher Nasi. Why does it say Asher? So Chazal say, Ashrei Hadar, Sha'an Nasi Shaloi Mevi Karben Al Shigagasai. What's this Ashrei? Ashrei Hadar, Sha'an Nasi Mevi Karben Al Shigagasai. So Dovi showed me yesterday that Zayda, Bzalman Ratzkin, the Lutzker Rav, and his name Latoyer in Parshas Vayikra, he says a Dover Nifla. He says that sometimes you find a manig that's afraid to do things. He's afraid to impose. Why? He doesn't want to make a mistake. He doesn't want to get it wrong. It makes perfect sense. When you're a leader, so you have a tremendous oil on you. You're leading people, and the decisions that you make are going to affect the tzibur. And very often, people can be stuck, stifle paralysis by analysis, right? That's what happens sometimes. And you don't do. And when you don't do, you taka don't make mistakes. A bezok de Torah, that's wrong. Ashrei hanasi, Ashrei Adorsha Nasi Shaloi Mevi Karban Al Shagagasai. I'd rather a Nasi that does, and he's going to make mistakes. He's not always going to get it right. Nobody always gets it right. But the point is that if a Nasi is doing, he's taking risks, he's making decisions, he's a doer, Ashrei Hadar. This dar is lucky that they have a Malik that's willing to do, and not a Malik that's sitting on the sidelines that's afraid to do. What came to mind was Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, when he talks about somebody was giving Rav Moshe a hard time that he said a big chiddush, he was a big chiddush that the Rishonim didn't say, and he was very bothered. Has Rav Moshe have a right to say such a chiddush? Right? So Rav Moshe writes to him. He says, "I didn't realize that Michsimas or Rishonim, nobody's allowed to say chiddushim anymore." And then he quoted the Gemara in the Sugya Kamtzu Bar Kansa, where on the Sinusish Rav Schari ben Afkilos was machrib the Beis Hamikdash. And what was the point? The point was he brings the Maratzchias over there that Rav Schari ben Afkilos was an onav, and because he was an onav, he was afraid to either be machrib a balmum like some had suggested, or maybe kill Bar Kansa out din roideth. He felt, "Who am I?" And that caused Churban Beis Hamikdash. And Rav Moshe brings out the point, you can't be afraid. Because you're afraid and you taka don't do. It's the same, a similar idea. Asher nasi yechida, ashrei hador shanasi shalei mevi karban al shagagasai. Father, we don't want him to make mistakes, but we understand that it's inevitable that he's going to make a mistake. And you know what? If he's making mistakes, that means he's doing things, and ador that is lucky, is zoicha to have such a manik, ashrei hadarahu. That's the second aura. The third aura, also a davar nifla. So we learned the Gemara at the end of yesterday's daf. It's really on the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. I don't remember which daf it is anymore, but it's on the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara said that boy minei Rebbe mirab Chia. Rebbe asked Reb Chia, which is interesting because Reb Chia was Rebbe's Talmud. So Rebbe asked his Talmud Reb Chia, "Kegoy nani ma'u besar? Would I, if had I been around in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, would I have an obligation to bring the sa'ir, being that I'm the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, or would I not have an obligation to bring the Sar?" Amalei, he told him, "No. You know why? Because it's true, you're the Nasi, and you rule in Eretz Yisrael. But at the same time, there's a Reish Kalusa that rules in Bavel. I bring that the Reish Kalusa rules in Bavel, so you're not the only leader. You're not the only leader. It's for that reason you wouldn't bring it." Gemara brings a second version of exactly how that exchange took place. But the bottom line is, Rebbe had a Sofik. Rebbe wasn't sure. Ma'ani Besar. Do I have an obligation to bring the sar? Or would I not have had the obligation to bring the sar? At first glance, the Gemara is tamua. The reason is, because what's the definition of Nasi? Melech. I keep on saying it. The definition of Nasi, Rebbe wasn't king. Rebbe was Nasi. He was Nasi, maybe like Nachshon and Aminadav. But the Braisa, the Gemara brought, on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, said clearly that Nachshon and Aminadav himself went to brought the Karban Nasi. The reason is because the Nasi has to be a Melech. Rebbe wasn't a king. There was no kings in the times of Rebbe. So what was Rebbe's hand? He was a Nasi, of course, the same word. It's a misnomer, though. Nasi can mean leader, Nasi can mean Melech. And that's the Braisa, that's the Mishnah even said it. We're clarifying that when the Torah says Asher Nasi Yechte means the Melech. Rebbe wasn't the Melech. So what was Rebbe's Havamina? Would I have had a Chiyuv to go ahead and bring the Karban Nasi? Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva in Eir Chaim Simen Yud Breis brings a Dover Nifla from the Ramami Pano. The Ramami Pano said as follows. He said that if you take a look at Jewish history, fascinating observation. Listen to this. There were Nesiim in Klal Yisrael from the times of Bayesheni. There was always a Nasi in Klal Yisrael. Stating that, there seemed to have been a change from the times of Hillel HaZaken. Up until Hillel HaZaken, the Nesiim were random Gedolei Adar. The first Tanam that I mentioned in Pirkei Avos, by the way, they were all Nesiim of Klal Yisrael. So you have Reb Shulchan Prachya, Nitayar, Bailey. These were all Nesiim in Klal Yisrael. From Hillel's time forward, the Nesiim would remain in Hillel's family. Hillel, his son, Gamliel Azokin, you had Reb Shimon Gamliel, you had Rebbe, you had Rebbe Yehuda Nesiyah, I'm not going in order, Rebbe Gamliel the Yavna, this is all Mishpacha. It would all make sense. So Ramami Pano observed, he said, what happened? Why from the times of Hillel did the Nesiyahs remain in the family of Hillel, so to speak, but prior to that, anybody could have been Nasi? So the Ramami Pano said a Dover Naira. He said that we know that there's three crowns in Klal Yisrael. This Keser Torah, this Keser Kohuna, and this Keser Malchus. Keser Torah doesn't go over Beirusha. Meaning, if somebody is the Gadol Adar in Torah, it doesn't necessarily mean that his son is going to be the next Gadol Adar. And it's for that reason that the Nesiyas didn't go over Beirusha. Because the Nasi was the Keser Torah of Klal Yisrael. He was the Melamed Torah of Yisrael. And being that he was the Keser Torah of Klal Yisrael, there was no makom for it to go over Beirusha. What happened was, when the Malchus suddenly was taken by the family of Hordas, that was the last 103 years of Bayesheni, Ayin Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. So during that time, the Yidden Kiyodua, they were murdered. They didn't accept the Malchus of Hordas. And they felt that we can't be mekabel the malchus for this. We need our own malchus. So who's going to have the keser malchus? Who's going to be our melech? So they decided that let the nasi, who's anyways the keser Torah, zol erhab in the keser malchus. Let's give him the keser malchus. So they took the keser malchus and they gave it to the nasi. Malchus does go over Birushin. Just saw that this morning in the daf. Melech ben melech. So being that it goes over Birushin, it's for that reason that from here to forward, there would be a concept of Birushin even when it came to the nasius. Not mitzad the keser Torah shaboy, but it was mitzad the keser malchus shaboy. Says the Ramami Pan, I have a raya berura to my yisoy. How do you staff your alef on the base? Rebbe asked the shayla to Rebbe Chia, "Kigoynani mani b'soy." And at first glance, it's a pella. Rebbe wasn't a king. So if Rebbe wasn't a king, what was the havamina? The teretz is true. Rebbe was a nasi in keser Torah, but he was from the descendants of Hillel, and the descendants of Hillel were given keser malchus as a sniff to their keser Torah. And malchus goes over usually. But the point is, the melech brings the nasi. If the melech brings the soy, being that the melech brings the soy, that's why Rebbe had it sad that maybe I'm supposed to bring the soy, not mitzad my keser Torah, mitzad my keser malchus that was given to me because of the fact that I'm a nasi. A davar niflach. Chassam Sofer brings this in the tshuva, and the Chassam Sofer says, "Ubedvarav heivanti heitev divrei tzavas Rebbe." Rebbe in his tzava in the well-known Gemara in the Masechtas Ksubas, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, he says as follows: "Afal gav sheshimen beni chacham." Even though my son Shimon is a chacham, Gamliel beni nasi. But I want my son Gamliel to be nasi, and the reason is the Gemara says because he was mamal makom avoisa more biyiras chet. Says the Chassam Sofer, "Vetzricha rabba." It's a pella to me. To have a soul kadaita chamina de mishum keser Torah yorash kisei aviv va'oz bevadei chacham aviv misha ena chacham kol kaf. I mean, I understand the value of Yerushalayim, but luchur, we're dealing over here with dinasius. And what is dinasius? Dinasius luchur is keser Torah. So if it's keser Torah, why are we going more with the Yerushalayim? Shouldn't we go more with the chacham? The teretz is because there were really two dinim, and the ikki Yerusha wasn't mitzad the keser Torah shabai. The ikki Yerusha was mitzad the Kesem Malchus Shabbai, and for that Yerushalayim is Adif, as the pasuk says, "The Vilti Surmi Mitzvah Hashem Lekecha Yomen Usmoil." And it's for that reason, Gamliel, being that he's the greater Yerushalayim, he's more qualified to Yarshin. You know why he's more qualified to be Nasi? Because the whole Mitzius of the Yerushas Hanesius is coming not mitzad the Keser Torah Shabbai, mitzad the Keser Malchus Shabbai. You're right. If the Yerusha was a Yerusha of Keser Torah, the Chacham would have been the next Nasi. But being that it's mitzad the kesem malchus shabbai, and malchus Yerushalayim is a bigger mile than chacham. And it's for that reason he said, "Afal pi, afal gav sheshimen beni chacham, gamliel beni nasi." It's interesting. I was thinking that the lashon haGemara, the Gemara says, "Vayasu shevim Yehuda umechaykik mi bein raglav elu bnei banav shel Hillel shemalamdim Torah liYisrael b'rabim." You see, it was bnei banav shel Hillel. That's where it had to be from shevet Yehuda. That's where something that's going to go over be Yerusha. It's dafka mi bnei banav shel Hillel. It's not the whole shevet Yehuda. It wasn't it? We're talking about the nesiim. Elu bnei banav shel Hillel. It's the Bnei Ban of Shel Hillel. They had this thing. I heard once from Shuava, the Rav Shlita, he stelt su to this Ramami Pano, a Mashal Masechta Shabbos. Half of a fellow. The Gemara over there says, well-known Gemara, B'shoshik Dimi Yisrael Nasa V'nishma, when the Yidin said, Nasa V'nishma, 600,000 Malachi Ashoris descended from Shemayim, and they put two crowns on every single Yid that had said, Nasa V'nishma. So every single Yid got two crowns. Says the Marsha, what were these two crowns? Zok the Marsha, when the Yidden said Nasa v'Nishma, they were Zoicha to Keser Torah. Once they were Zoicha to Keser Torah, Zochu Oid L'Shnei Ksarim. They got two additional crowns. Sheheim HaMalchus V'HaKu'una. K'moisha Amru V'Atem Tiuli Mamleches Koyanim. Mamleches is Keser Malchus, Koyanim is Keser Torah. So Rabbi Shuaba said that you see from here that the Yidden, as soon as they accepted the Torah, when they had Keser Torah begets Keser Malchus. That's why when the Yidden were looking for a place to have a Keser Malchus, so who's going to be the one that's going to have the Keser Malchus? The Keser Torah is going to get the Keser Malchus. Where do you see that Keser Torah gives you a schus to Keser Malchus? This Gemara right here. B'shosh tikdim Yisrael Nasa v'nishma, they got Keser Torah, now it's va'atim tildi mamleches koyanim v'goy kodesh. But mamleches is Keser Malchus. So there's an idea that Keser Torah somehow begets, it fathers Keser Malchus. And what would be the basis for that? Rav Shuaba said it's the pasuk, "Be malachim yimloichu." Be malchus comes from the Torah. So whoever has the keser Torah, he's the one that gets the keser malchus. Either way, that's this fascinating idea from the Rama Mipano. One other hour? I will stop here.